You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Stats SA has given us the latest updates in terms of employment figures for the quarterly labour force survey that's conducted. And it looks as though we've lost even more jobs in the economy. We can't afford to lose any more. But I'm joined on the line by Frank Blackmore, who is a lead economist at KPMG, to take a look at these latest data points and see what it says about the South African economy. Good evening, Frank. Lovely to speak to you again. Not a promising sign to be losing jobs, but also to be increasing unemployment even more.
Good evening, Jimmy. Yes, exactly. I think your sentiment spells it out. But on the other hand, I think it's not unexpected, given the fact that we've been growing at this slow rate for such a long time. There's a lot of pressures on the economy, structural issues going wrong, infrastructure, we know. And I think the combination of all of that, plus the global environment, is low growth, and that low growth is not good enough to absorb the number of people entering the labor market. And if I can just break that down quickly, our labor force, that's the people who can and are willing to work, grows by something like just over 100,000 people every quarter, and we're only creating about 13,000 jobs. So it's a deficit of at least, let's call it 90,000 each quarter. And that 90,000 is therefore then also tries to enter the job market, is partially successful, partially unsuccessful, and up goes the unemployment rate.
Frank, what really concerns me, aside from the figures you're giving, is the fact that of the employed people, we're losing out on those jobs as well. So there were 92,000 less employed people, which suggests that between the two quarters, we've actually lost employed people and not just added unemployed people that previously might not have been employed.
Yes. So it's going to be the difference. So the number of unemployed people went up by about 160,000. If we take the people entering the job market, that's I've mentioned that number. Then we lost 92,000 in the formal sector, in the employed, of which 77,000 came from the formal sector. The informal sector actually grew by around 50,000 jobs, but in a way that's a necessity. So if I lose my job this quarter, I need to somehow feed myself and my family. I probably enter the informal market if I lose my formal job. And that sort of partially explains what's going on there. And then we also saw things like agriculture losing 45,000 jobs, and as did private households. And the private households is probably a factor of the increase in living costs. People just can't afford to include a domestic or perhaps a gardener. On an occasion, and we saw therefore a loss of 18,000 of those jobs.
Frank, when we look at some of the data, there's the official unemployment rate that is reported on, and that's increased to 33.5% from 32.9% previously. But the expanded definition of that is now sitting at 42.6%. How do we understand the difference between the official and the expanded data, and which one should concern us more, considering they both are very concerning figures? How do we understand the two numbers?
So obviously both are relevant. The difference between the two is those people who have given up finding work. So if you look for a job, let's say last quarter, but this quarter you've given up and you decided, well, there's no work out there for me, I'm going to stay at home, then you fall outside of the formal definition, or the 33.5, and you fall into the 42% definition. And in a way, the 42% is more correct because it should take into account those people who are willing to work but have given up looking for work at that point in time. And obviously, either one of those is a tremendous problem. But I think we can tackle them if this economy gets up to the type of growth rates that we've seen, that are included in a lot of our strategy documents. If we get our policies right, if we get the infrastructure right and allow the private sector to grow, that private sector will obviously need more employment in order to be able to grow like that. And I think this can change around quite quickly.
Frank, you mentioned the private sector and the different areas, of course. I want to look at the sectors within the economy that are experiencing kind of the most strain or that might be contributing the most in terms of the employment picture. Do we have an idea of which sectors are under a lot more pressure than others?
Yes, so those sectors that generally are part of the cyclical type of economy. So as I've mentioned here, I think the largest contributor was agriculture, 45,000 jobs. But of course, you require labor there, planting it and at harvesting. Other sectors that often lose are things such as construction. If you're not building in the economy, your fluctuation in even your retail and wholesale trade can be quite quick. Depending on the buying power of consumers. And so that varies quite a bit across the economy. And what is good during times of increased growth is not so great during times of decreased growth. And that's what we're seeing currently.
Frank, you mentioned we can address the problem. How do we do that?
So it's a very complex issue, and it's got a lot of components to it. Starting off with things like, There may be people out there who can fill certain positions currently in the market, but they don't live anywhere near to those jobs, right? So fixing transport up, a good public transport system can solve one type of problem. The second type of problem would be something like making sure there are the correct skills in the economy for the specific jobs. Of course, both of those are conditional on economic growth, because economic growth creates these opportunities within the economy. And the third one is obviously strong economic growth. So these structural and frictional type of unemployment, by not being able to have the right skills for the job or not being able to get to the source of the job, are always going to be there in the economy, but they are less so in a fast-growing economy, because people generally have more options.
Certainly a lot we still need to do to address this, and the numbers definitely don't lie. They suggest that we definitely need to do a lot more to get the economy restarted and to put more jobs in more households. We'll leave it at that. Thank you so much, Frank, for those insights. Frank Blackmore, lead economist at KPMG, on the latest quarterly labor force survey done by Stats SA that suggests that unemployment has increased.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.